komuniteti juaj, biseda tuaja, Radio SBS në gjuhën Shqipe.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Albania's meet and greet. So please give Albania and Enira Tarifa a warm hand. Right, great to see you. Do you all fit in? You fit? No problems? Many of you? Great. So please start out by introducing your colleagues.
Okay, first of all, thank you, and it's so nice having you here and being with you and having this wonderful interviews. So I'm going to represent my Albania, and this is the group. Venera, which is the back vocalist, Johnny, back vocalist, Ambra, back vocalist, the composer, Olsa Toci, of my song.
Right.
The first female composer ever came to Eurovision, and then, the last but not the least, the head of delegation, Mr. Clair Duraj, which it's very important to us because he's leading in everything, so thank you.
So, Eneda, your rehearsal today, was it a fairy tale?
A fairy tale. I must say, yes, I saw myself in such minute that I was going to cry from the magical stage, from every little light that was part of my song and of my stage. So I could hear myself perfectly, and I felt the song very, very good. The group also, the back vocalists, so it was amazing, wonderful rehearsals, I must say.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations. So about your outfit on stage, could you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, it will be on gold color and a little bit long, but really some futuristic elements and traditional also. But you can see the lines, my lines, you know.
Terrific.
Yeah, and then it has some little
a trail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is it. Would fit perfect with the lights and everything that the organizers, light designers did for my song. So
fantastic.
I'm happy.
So, what would you say is specifically Albania that you bring into your stage show or into the song? Is there anything that you can sort of pick out that's very, this is very Albanian?
It is the one of the loops which is imitating the wings, yeah. Our main symbol in the
The flag, yes.
In the flag, yes. Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah, it's an eagle.
It's an eagle.
Yeah.
Not a bad sign to have with you on stage, huh, an eagle?
Yes.
That's terrific. So is this your first visit to Stockholm, Anita?
Yeah, this is the very first time in Stockholm. I've heard many, many things of this wonderful city. I saw a little coming by. Mm-hmm. But what I like most is happy people, happy faces, smiling, and this is the atmosphere I would like to have during this wonderful experience of mine.
Mm-hmm. Well, you look very happy, and it is a very happy circumstance and venue here. It's just lots of love, right? You can feel
right.
It. You can feel it.
Yes, because love conquers all. Mm-hmm. This
it
is
does.
The message of my song, that's why.
Great. So let's open up for some questions. Gentlemen over here, please, microphone.
Hello, I am Eurovision Sprout from Spain. My question is about you, when you finish the Eurovision Song Contest, I wish you the best for your song. What should your future projects when you finish the festival?
Yeah, what are my thank you very much for the questions. What are my next projects, you mean? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm telling something about my personal and private life. I will make a big party for my daughter, which will be 3 years old in 20 May. So I have mm-hmm. 5 days to organize a big and wonderful party. This is my project. It's a project. It's my next step. Then, new songs with this wonderful composer that finally Albania has in the line. And I don't know. It depends on what people I meet here and what nets I create and connections also. Might be, let's say, something that I will go on, far. Yeah, let's say some other big stage. Who knows?
Great. More questions? Over here, Mata.
Hi, I'm Martijn van der Veen from the Netherlands.
Hi, Martijn.
Hi. You just mentioned your daughter. My question is about a little bit about her. You wrote children's songs in the past.
Don't scratch that part because I'm going to cry now. I miss her, so.
Oh, I see. My quest.
Only lyrics. I just wrote any lyrics, yeah, but.
Do you also write songs. Lyrics for your daughter?
Yes, all the time, every day. I spend with her quality time. Not plenty, but as little as I have time, I stay with her and I sing. I do lyrics with her. We do rhymes. Yeah, everything.
Wonderful. Over here, please.
Hi, Nida. Alistair Birch from SBS Radio in Australia. Can you tell us a little about your involvement in Fashion Week? And you mm-hmm. involved in Fashion Week?
No.
No? Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I'm sure you
maybe
have another
maybe it's
question,
another
okay.
singer?
No, I've... I'll check. I'll come
but
back.
As we are in this conversation about fashion, it's really glad wearing my special shoes that an Albanian designer
oh, they have this
did
Albanian,
it for.
The Albanian
yes,
flag
this
in the
is
back.
The Albanian flag, so I'm happy wearing
over.
Those.
Pretty cool.
I can come in here. Yes.
Very good.
These are my shoes,
and they're made they're made special for you.
Yes. During the time I will stay here. Yeah.
You wear those. Oh, pretty
but
cool.
Not for the stage, sure, because I have to wear high heels and I have to look gorgeous.
No, no, you're not afraid of tripping?
No.
No, you can handle it. That's good. More questions? Over here, please.
Hello, Morten from Norway, the Eurovision blog there.
Hi, Norway.
There is another song in the Eurovision history called Fairy Tale, so... How do
yeah.
you compare to that song?
In fact, Alexander Rybak, yes, am I right with the name? Mm-hmm. My brother already told me that there's another song with this...
That's a good name.
Yeah, with this title. And I told him, okay, I didn't heard that before, but I don't think this is bad. Yeah, okay, it's... It's by occasion. It came like that. So why should we change the title when we think that the title is this? It's another fairy tale. He has his fairy tale, me another. So a lot of fairy tales in the world.
So Neda, you said that you would like to give us a little bit of a taste of your song here, right now?
With pleasure.
Would you like to stand up?
Sure.
Sit down.
Yes.
You choose.
Yeah. Stand up. Sit down.
Would you like,
stand
would up? You like the backup
sit down.
Singers? Please take the microphone.
Let's
maybe
stand
you can
up, yeah.
share, all right?
Yes, sure.
I'll move over so you won't get into the picture.
Ready? Yeah. And that's why I love you. Oh, oh. Yes, Thank you.
Thank you. That is quite impressive without having warmed up, I'd say. Tell us, how did you learn to sing?
It just came. I was a singer.
You woke up one morning and you had a fantastic voice?
No. It's a tradition in my family, singing in every kind of celebration. Mm. We did wonderful trios with my mother and my sister, because there was a time in Albania when there was no electricity, and what we did is gathering in the kitchen with a blanket and singing, and we created very wonderful songs with three voices. We were singing pretty good, you know. So that's how it came. My mother sang for me many songs when I was a little girl, so I grew up with that. And when I was 14, I told myself I will go for it because I love it. And I met somebody who wanted a singer for the festival song contest, annual festival of song, the main one, the RTS. So I started there, and I sang a duet with Samir Cili. It was in 97, the very first and big stage of mine, and I won the first prize, and this was a good point to for me for what for the upcoming stages and
wonderful
career.
So Aneta, when you sing your song Fairy Tale, how do you feel?
Very emotioned. I am I sing it as the very first moment when I get the song, when I got the song. So I don't know, I feel very good. I feel very emotioned.
How would you like your audience to be touched by it?
Sure, I would like that all the audience will feel my fairy tale, my song, the wonderful back vocalists and me. So, I don't know, music is taste. If they taste it, means we did it, and this is a wonderful motivation.
Microphone up front, please.
Hi, my name is Farouk from Cocorico Vision magazine in France. Most of Albanian entries in Eurovision are women. How do you explain that?
I don't really have a clue, in fact. But maybe because they are better? What do you think?
I think that's an excellent answer, actually.
No, I'm kidding. It's like three or four males being part of Eurovision. Not bad.
Mm-hmm. And you won the final last year.
Yes, with Elhaida Dani, my other colleague. Yeah.
So hopes for your placement this year? What do you say?
I don't think. I'm going to do...
You just sing.
Yeah, I just sing. I'm going to do my best. I now know the stage and the place and the other colleagues, and I think everybody is feeling the same thing, that there are 42 countries and one of those can win. So what remains is let's do a big party, let's enjoy, let's have fun, and let's sing and do some art.
Great. A question back here, please.
Blerta Tafani from Albanian Public Television. Eneta is a singer. You are a singer, one of the best there, but you are also a showgirl. Any secret of your success?
What's your secret?
My secret is work and work and work and reveal whatever is in your spirit and in your mind, and that you think that if you show this to people would be good. So no fear to express yourself the way you are, to try, because I've tried and then then I thought, okay, let's go for that also. This is my secret, work and work and work.
Sounds like hard. It's important for you to be genuine.
Yes, sure.
Mm-hmm. But that always shows if somebody's genuine. Yeah, that's good.
I will take it as a compliment.
Absolutely.
I hope this is right this time. Your husband's a musician. Can you tell us how he supported you and how he's inspired you?
You want me to cry again, yeah.
He's the tearjerker over there, in a good way.
Okay, in my first steps of career. He made song for me, wonderful songs, which made me one of the special singers, let's say, in Albania, because I have special songs that time. And then he started working in the business of music, but not really in front, so not anymore as a composer. I missed him very much, but I found some other composers, you know. So, as a husband, he's an amazing husband. So we leave each other free in our art, finally, because it was not like that at the beginning when we were working together. Mm. But he means a lot for me. He means a lot.
He's
the one that... No, he isn't here, because he's now on business of lights and stage.
Somebody has to take care of the daughter,
yes,
too, right?
And sure, this mm-hmm. is the first answer mm-hmm. of him when I told him, why don't you come? Mm-hmm. Oh, somebody will stay with the girl, so...
He's got his priorities right. That's great. That's terrific. Any final question?
I know. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'll have one final. Oh. Always one final.
I was liking it so much. So
it's just we have to make time for the next one. So Anita, come together. The theme for this year's Eurovision. What do you feel when you hear it? What does it mean for you?
I every time read "Come Together," it comes a song to me. Come together, right now, over here.
Yep.
So let's
do it.
Let's do it. Let's enjoy Eurosong Contest 2016.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And please move over here for photographs.
Okay, thank you.
And best of luck.
Thank you.
Komuniteti juaj, biseda tuaja, Radio SBS në gjuhën shqipe.